KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Rush CPA at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. And starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night in a game we had for you here on KJAN. A couple of games for you in Rolling Valley Conference play. It was the Exira EHK Spartans coming out on top as they made enough plays down the stretch to edge out a win over Cam 58-55 in girls basketball there in Elkhorn. It was a close game throughout with the teams being tied at the end of the first at 13. The Cougars got a three from Madison Gettler at the first half buzzer to lead by six at the break, and they would lead by five at the end of the third. Exira EHK opened up the final period with a three from Macy Emgarden and got another bucket the next possession to tie the game up at 45. The game would tie back up again at 50 before three more lead changes put the Spartans on top at the end. Sophomore Tatum Grubbs went to the line three straight trips as the Cougars tried to extend the game. She made one out of two free throws the first two trips. Then on the third trip, with the Spartans up one, she sank both to give Exira EHK a three-point lead with about 16 seconds left. The Cougars never got a good look at a final shot on that last possession, and the Spartans held on for that win. They were led by 23 points from Tatum Grubbs, got 13 from Macy Emgarden. Spartans improved to 14-5 with the win, and they will next travel to Boyer Valley on Friday. Cam was led by 24 points from Madison Gettler. The sixth-ranked Cougars fall to 14-2, and they will travel, are scheduled to travel to Woodbine here tonight. After the game, Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson talked about his team stepping up and making some plays there down the stretch.
Well, Chris found a way, like that's what I said to him. I didn't think 50-50 balls. I thought we were probably more like 20-80 for us, because we just weren't getting after. You know, we had chances to grab loose balls, and we were kind of praying for it to come to us, reaching our hands out and not being aggressive. And, you know, we found a way. 23 turnovers, I think, is what we finished with, which is entirely too many. But, you know, defensive-wise, I thought we played better in the second half, obviously, than what we did in the first. And, you know, you just got to keep clawing. And for our kids to figure that out and find one tonight was pretty good.
And once again, Spartans with that big victory there last night over the Cam Cougars. Another girls basketball scores from last night. It was in Hawkeye 10 play, Mount Air beating Clarinda 68-31. Western Iowa Conference action, Griswold a 42-38 winner over Riverside. Logan Magnolia top Missouri Valley 61-41. In the Rolling Valley, it was Glidden Ralston over Boyer Valley 38-33. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over West Harrison 46-45. And in Pride of Iowa, Southwest Valley 43-33 over Lenox. Other scores had Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City West 57-47. Panorama 58-14 winner over Greene County. And Van Meter beat ACGC 59-49. Winner set over ADM 54-47. In boys basketball, the Exira EHK Spartans opened the game up with a 7-0 run and never trailed against the Cam Cougars on Monday night in a 74-50 win. Spartans led 23-14 at halftime, increased that lead to double digits in the second quarter. A wild three at the first half buzzer by Deshaun Carr got the Cougars within eight at the break at 40-32. The Spartans then put the game away by opening up the second half with a 16-0 run. The Cougars didn't get a bucket until about 1 minute left in the third quarter and finished with just 5 points in that period. The Spartans pulled away further in the fourth quarter to improve to 16-2 on the season. Spartans had two players, Trey Nelson and Josh Pettipier, finish with 18 points. Nelson hit four threes in the game, and Pettipier scored all of his 18 from downtown with six triples. Cole Burmeister also had a strong night with 16 points, as Spartans head to Boyer Valley Friday. Cougars were led by 11 from Deshaun Carr off the bench. The Cougars fall to 6-9 on the season. They'll travel to Woodbine on Tuesday. In boys basketball, Hawkeye 10 play, it was Mount Air over Clarinda 53-43, St. Albert 79-39 over Red Oak. Western Iowa Conference action, Logan Magnolia 60-35 over Missouri Valley. Riverside beat Griswold 56-38, Underwood 69-53 over Tri-Center. Rolling Valley action, Boyer Valley beat Glidden Ralston 54-31. In the Corner Conference, East Mills 75-57 over West Harrison. Pride of Iowa was Southwest Valley 55-47 over Lenox. And another score, Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson 88-35. Van Meter 67-41 over ACGC. Wayne topped East Union 70-45. And Winterset 70-62 over ADM. In the Western Valley Conference Tournament, in the consolations, River Valley beat Ridgeview 52-39, Siouxland Christian over Westwood 56-49, and Woodbury Central 71-52 over West Monona. And in the semifinals, Lawton Bronson beat Maple Valley 63-60, OABCIG a 74-53 winner over Kingsley Pearson. And one game was postponed last night, Bedford and Southeast Warren. Also in boys' high school basketball notes, the latest AP poll released yesterday, and in Class 4A, Waukee is top-ranked, followed by Norscott, Bettendorf, Iowa City West, and Davenport Central. In Class 3A, Clear Lake is top-ranked, followed by Norwalk, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Maquoketa, and Pella at number 5. Carroll comes in at number 7. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-ranked, followed by Boyden Hole, Van Meter, West Sioux, Trainer at number 5. In Class 1A, Grandview Christian top-ranked, followed by Montezuma, New London, Ankeny Christian Academy, and George Little Rock. Arweva's number 7, and Exira EHK jumps into this week's poll at number 10. That's a look at your high school notes there from action yesterday and last night. And also moving on now to college basketball. The top 25 teams released yesterday again by the AP, and it was Tennessee retaining the number 1 spot. And Duke stays at number 2, followed by Virginia, Gonzaga, Michigan, Michigan State, Kentucky, Nevada, North Carolina, and Marquette, the top 10. Kansas is at 11, Texas Tech at 16, Purdue's at 17, Iowa State at number 20 this week, Maryland at 21, and Wisconsin at 24. In the women's top 25, Baylor is the new number 1 team in the country. They received 24 first-place votes. UConn at number 2, followed by Louisville, Oregon, and Notre Dame. Maryland's number 11. Texas is 12. Iowa 13. Rutgers 17. Michigan State 22. And Iowa State 23 in this week's women's top 25. Also in women's basketball notes, sophomore center Kristen Scott and freshman guard Ashley Jones swept Big 12 weekly honors for Iowa State, collecting both the Big 12 player and Big 12 freshman of the week honors from their play last week. And they're back in action tonight when they take on Texas Tech. For the ninth time this season, University of Iowa women's basketball senior Megan Gustafson was named the Big Ten Player of the Week. Gustafson has now been named the Big Ten Player of the Week 19 times, tying the conference record for weekly awards in a career. She averaged 28.5 points, 11.5 rebounds, and shot 64% from the field and 85% from the foul line in a pair of Iowa wins last week. The Iowa State women take a 5-3 Big 12 record into tonight's game at home against Texas Tech. After Saturday's game at Kansas State, the Cyclones will get a week off. And here's a note on that here for that game for Iowa State.
It's fun to be in a position where you still have some exciting things and opportunities in front of us. And hopefully we've really pushed our kids to get to a point where let's get through this week and kind of decompress and get ready for the stretch run.
And Iowa State, that's Iowa State coach Bill Finley. Texas Tech 1-7 in the Big 12 coming into that one. And Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas has been arrested on suspicion of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The sheriff's office in southeast Kansas's Allen County said in a Facebook post that Thomas was booked Saturday. 26-year-old from Lee's Summit, Missouri, has since been released on bond. The Kansas City Star reports that the chief spokesperson says the team is aware of the incident but has no comment. And the Royals signed versatile second baseman Whit Merrifield to a $16.25 million four-year contract on Monday. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Has been brought to you here this hour by Rush CPA at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.